I mean, you've read your Dham. It's amazing weather over here. It's foggy, like the type of myths they have about fog in London. I say it's a myth because I lived there 25 years and hardly saw a few foggy days in all that time. In my drive down from Budapest yesterday, except for a little patch that was around the temple, it was foggy all the way down here, all 200 kilometers of the drive. It's really cold and foggy now, so much so that the vapor is freezing on the trees, and all the trees' branches are like beautiful white fingers. Especially that's so much more so for the weeping willow, which hang down with these beautiful white ribbons or tentacles. And I can't see the temple from where I am. I can't even see the lights in the temple. In fact, I can just barely make out Parameshwar Prabhu's house. And from what I hear, it's the same all the way around the country. Krishna's very amazing with how he organizes the weather, and makes me laugh when I think about how karmis talk about, scientists talk about controlling the weather. They're constantly suffering from hurricanes, tidal waves, droughts, and rain. And at the same time, they have the audacity to talk about controlling the weather. Anyhow, it was wonderful to be back home here. And I dressed Radhe Shyam this morning, and it was wonderful to be back doing what I feel happiest doing. The deities wore a very nice Brijbasi outfit, Rajasthani Brijbasi outfit, Srimati Radharani's skirts and choli, and Shamasundar's kurta. They have round mirrors sewn upon them, and it's very multicolor outfit with many different diamonds. The circular mirrors are within the different colored diamond patches, and all in all, it's very, very nice. I was able to offer Srimati Radharani this multicolored pearl necklace that I bought on the airplane on the way to Kazakhstan, and Shamasundar, the I think it must be coral, nice coral. It's a nice coral necklace that I got at the Frankfurt airport. It's one of the benefits of traveling. You can get nice jewelry for the deities. And we had a short kirtan and a short class. Kirtan's also on the website, and the Hungarian class is also on the website. Class was about the temporariness of the body, and it makes me think about, which I really didn't mention to the devotees as yet, but when I was in Debrecen on my way up on Monday to Romania, then I stopped in at the home of Pavani Devadasi. She's the mother of Sanatan, who lives here in New Brajadam with his wife Shamasundari and the little daughter Radhakatha. Excuse me, Radha Leela. And Pavani's very ill. In fact, she had been having difficulty in eating and digesting. And so she went to the hospital. That was when I was in Kazakhstan. She went to the doctors, and they had a look in her stomach, and it was so swollen from infection, infectious growth, that they just kept her there right away. And but they opened her up, and they couldn't really do anything. And she didn't really get the full picture of what that meant until yesterday, and I talked to her over the phone again when the doctor told her that even though they hadn't had the tests done on the tissue samples that they'd taken, but he told her that growth is cancerous, it's not benevolent, it's malevolent, and that she doesn't have long to live. She's been a devotee for many years, has a house here in the village. Her husband is not an initiated devotee, but he's a very favorable person, obviously, since his son and wife are initiated devotees. And she took it very well. She has, depending on the condition, the doctor was really quite amazed when he talked to Sanatan. He said that she was internally, she was really a mess. And Pavani had mentioned that actually it was her father died of the same, as well as I think her grandfather. But the doctor couldn't figure out how someone who internally is in such bad condition can be in such good spirits and walking as she was. And I told Pavani and Sanatan that it's Krishna's grace, and Krishna's really giving her some extra strength and energy, although according to the doctor that could go at any moment, at any day. And he's giving her that energy in order to be able to come down here to New Brajadam and move in with Sanatan in the house, see Radhishan as long as she can, and obviously be in the association of Vaishnavas in the last days of life. And it happens just that fast. 3 weeks ago, all she had was just difficulty in eating. And now she only has a few weeks, maybe a few months left to live. And we need to also keep that in mind. Be aware of Krishna's call. Take such warnings as a wake-up call to us, that we also don't know how long we have to live, and we need to be ready to face that at any time. And now we'll see how well Pavani can put to practice what she's learned over the past 15 years. They used to be daughter and son when we were in, 15 years ago in Debrecen, giving programs over there. They used to come, I remember, preaching to them together. They would ask questions, and in that way together they came to Krishna consciousness and took it seriously. My mother told me a similar story just this morning when I was talking to her over the phone, that a family relative, he was also losing weight, and other than that, not having any particular problems. He was just losing weight and didn't feel very inclined to eat. So he went to the doctor. The doctors checked him up, and same conclusion, he had cancer. The cancer had spread so fast, so far throughout the body, they said they couldn't do anything. Within 2 weeks, he'd left his body. We go along our merry ways in life, thinking that everything is okay, and living, as Yudhisthira Maharaj said, dahani ahani bhutani gacchanti hani dimaliyam, living as if we're going to live forever. But we're not going to live forever. We could be leaving this body tomorrow, in a week from now. So everyone out there, take advantage of the time that you have. Make sure that when your time comes, and that time is going to come, you're not going to lament, "Oh, I wish I was more prepared. I wish I had chanted better rounds. I wish I'd studied the Gita better." Because generally in this condition, when people become very weak, even lifting up the bead bag becomes a real endeavor. So even speaking the holy names out loud becomes very difficult. The most one generally does is able to do that within one's mind. And if one has to take medication, which puts you to sleep, then Shara Koro Bhaja Koro Murtle Janma Hoy, as Srila Prabhupada would say, your bhajan and your sadhan, it will be tested at the time of death. Chant those rounds nicely, practice everything nicely, because the examination time will come. It will come for everyone. And now everyone, please put in a prayer for, even if you don't know her, the very nice, quiet lady, Pavani Desudasi that she's able to face this last test of life and join Radhe Shyam in their eternal pastimes. Hare Krishna.